Okay. Good morning. I am Jolene Wolfe, Chair of the Development Review Board. We will begin the April 20th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting while our participants will be on video audio conference. We're conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you're not involved in the case being heard. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. And we want to inform you that all chat records or all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. We have our DRB members here. Let's go ahead and have you introduce yourselves.
Blaine Carter with the Water Authority.
Good morning, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement.
Morning, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Garmijo, Hydrology.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the Development Review Board through Zoom and allow DRB members to provide electronic signatures for approved plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules to allow for this virtual meeting and electronic signatures to occur after the meeting as needed. Okay. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, go ahead and alert us to changes in the agenda. You can include all the deferrals that are for the same hearing date.
Okay, so for item number 1, 2021-5628, application SD 2021-214 for preliminary plat, the agent has requested a deferral to April 27th. For item number 2, PR 2018-1346, application SI 2022-184 for site plan amendment, the agent has requested a deferral to April 27th. For item number 6, PR 2021-6297, application SD 2022-39 for preliminary and final plat, the agent has requested a deferral to April 27th. And for item number 8, PR 2021-5089, application SD 2022-37 for preliminary and final plat, the agent has requested a deferral to April 27th. And lastly, for item number 5, PR 2022-6762, this application was previously deferred to April 27th at the April 13th meeting. It was just not listed as such on the agenda.
Okay. Was that ever changed on the agenda?
Yes.
Yes,
okay. It's updated. It's online. It's posted online as
at that way. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if I have this right, Ms. Gomez. So I would be asking for a motion to defer items 1, 2, 6, and 8 to April 27th.
That is correct.
Okay, is there a motion for that purpose?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I move that we defer those listed items to April 27th.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
And Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 1, PR 2021-5628. Preliminary plat ST 2021-214, item 2, PR 2018-1346, SI 2022-184, item number 6, PR 2021-6297 and preliminary final plat SD 2022-39. And item 8, PR 2021-5089, SD 2022-37. All those to April 27th. Okay, next, Ms. Gomez.
The last item I have, Madam Chair, is for item number 3, PR 2020-3688, application SD 2021-196 for preliminary plat. The agent has requested a deferral to May 18th.
Is there a motion to defer item 3 to May 18th?
Madam Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joe Somerville, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Madam Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 3, PR 2020-3688, preliminary plat SD 2021-196 to May 18. Okay, thank you, Ms. Gomez. Actually, Jay, I think we will swear in staff in the afternoon, since there's really no comments to be made at this point. So, for the record, please note that all major cases for this morning's inaugural morning session have been deferred, and in the afternoon, items 4, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 will be reviewed. I'd like to ask if there's a motion to recess until the afternoon session, which will start at 1:30 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Somerville, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to recess until the PM session, which will start at 1:30. Okay.